would give him a respite. The two were dear friends, and their affection for one another tended to bolster him. He had, after all, been the one to perform their marriage. Yet this meeting had left him even more troubled. Vin allowed Elend to die, he thought, and she did it because of things I taught her. He carried the picture of a flower in his sleeve pocket, trying to make sense of his conversation with Vin. How had Sazed become the one that people came to with their problems? Couldn't they sense that he was simply a hypocrite, capable of formulating answers that sounded good, yet incapable of following his own advice? He felt lost. He felt a weight squeezing him, telling him to simply give up. How easily Elend spoke of hope and humor, as if being happy were simply a decision one made. Some people assumed that it was. Once Sazed might have agreed with them. Now his stomach simply twisted, and he felt sick at the thought of taking pretty much any action. His thoughts were constantly invaded by doubts. This is what religion is for, Sazed thought as he tromped through the ash at the head of the column, carrying his pack on his shoulders. It helps people through times like these. He looked down at his portfolio. Then he opened it and leafed through the pages as he walked. Hundreds finished, and not a single one of the religions had provided the answers he sought. Perhaps he simply knew them too well. Most of the crew had trouble worshipping Kelsier as the other Ska did, for they knew of his faults and his quirks. They knew him as a man first, and as a god second. Perhaps the religions were the same to Sazed. He knew them so well that he could see their flaws too easily. He did not disparage the people who had followed the religions, but Sazed, so far, had found only contradiction and hypocrisy in each religion he studied. Divinity was supposed to be perfect. Divinity didn't let its followers get slaughtered, and certainly didn't allow the world to be destroyed by good men who were just trying to save it. One of the remaining ones would provide an answer. There had to be truth he could discover. As his feelings of dark suffocation threatened to overwhelm him, he fell to his studies, taking out the next sheet in line and strapping it to the outside of the portfolio. He would study it as he walked, carrying the portfolio with the sheet on the bottom when he wasn't reading, thereby keeping the ash off of it. He'd find the answers. He dared not think what he would do if there weren't any. They eventually passed into the central dominance, entering lands where men could still struggle for food and life. Breeze and Alrian stayed in the carriage, but Sazed was glad to walk, even if it made his religions difficult to study. He wasn't certain what to make of the cultivated fields. They passed scores of them. Elend had packed as many people as possible into the central dominance, then had ordered all of them to grow food for the coming winter. Even those Ska who had lived in the cities were well accustomed to hard work, and they quickly did as Elend ordered. Sazed wasn't certain if the people understood just how dire their situation was, or if they were simply happy to have someone tell them what to do. The roadside grew heaped with tall piles of ash. Each day, the Ska workers had to clear away the ash that had fallen during the night. This unending task, along with the need to carry water to most of the new unirrigated fields, created a very labor-intensive system of agriculture. The plants did grow, however. Sazed's troop passed field after field, each one budding with brown plants. The sight should have brought him hope. Yet it was difficult to look upon the sprouting stalks and not feel an even greater despair. They looked so weak and small beside the massive piles of ash. Even forgetting the mists, how was Elend going to feed an empire in these conditions? How long would it be before there was simply too much ash to move? Ska worked the fields, their postures much as they had been during the days of the Lord Ruler. What had really changed for them? "Look at them," a voice said. Sazed turned to see Captain Goradel walking up beside him. Bald and rugged, the man had a good-natured disposition, a trait common in the soldiers whom Ham promoted.
I know, Sazed said quietly.
Even with the ash and the mist, seeing them gives me hope.
Sazed looked up sharply.
Really?
Sure, Goradel said. My family were farmers, Master Terraceman. We lived in Luthadel, but worked the outer fields.
But you were a soldier, Sazed said. Weren't you the one who led Lady Vin into the palace the night she killed the Lord Ruler?
Goradel nodded.
Actually, I led Lord Elland into the palace to rescue Lady Vin, though she turned out to not need much help from us. Anyway, you're right. I was a soldier in the Lord Ruler's palace. My parents disowned me when I joined up. But I just couldn't face working in the fields my whole life.
It is arduous work.
No, it wasn't that, Goradel said. It wasn't the labor, it was the hopelessness. I couldn't stand to work all day to grow something I knew would belong to someone else. That's why I left the fields to become a soldier. And that's why seeing these farms gives me hope.
Goradel nodded toward a passing field. Some of the Ska looked up, then waved as they saw Ellen's banner.
These people, Goradel said. They work because they want to.
They work because if they don't, they will starve.
Sure, Goradel said. I guess you're right. But they're not working because someone will beat them if they don't. They're working so that their families and their friends won't die. There's a difference in that to a farmer. You can see it in the way they stand.
Sazed frowned as they walked, but said nothing further.
Anyway, Master Terraceman, Goradel said, I came to suggest that we make a stop at Luthadel for supplies.
Sazed nodded.
I suspected that we would do so. I, however, will need to leave you for a few days as you go to Luthadel. Lord Breeze can take command. I shall meet up with you on the northern highway.
Goradel nodded, moving back to make the arrangements. He didn't ask why Sazed wanted to leave the group, or what his destination was. Several days later, Sazed arrived, alone, at the pits of Hathsin. There was little to distinguish the area now that the ash covered everything.